This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 9, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. On Thursday, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association released third quarter numbers for general aviation shipments and billings. Compared to last year, total shipments for the first 9 months of 2007 rose 1.7% to 2,909 units. Turboprop shipments were up 14.5% and business jets up almost 21%. But shipments of piston planes manufactured worldwide are 6% below last year's pace. Gamma President Pete Bunce says of the decline in piston sales, quote, "We are encouraged, however, by the industry's commitment to strengthening this segment with the introduction of products that will bring new pilots and new customers into this market," unquote. A U.S. Army UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter crashed near the northern Italian city of Treviso on Thursday. At least 4 men are known lost and 6 injured, according to the Army. Bloomberg reports the helicopter was carrying members of the 1st Battalion, 214th Aviation Regiment, based in Mannheim, Germany, and was on a training mission from Aviano Air Force Base when it crashed in an uninhabited area near Santa Lucia di Piave. The victims' names are being withheld pending notification of families, according to Army officials. An official cause has not yet been reported, but Italy's Soccorso Alpine Rescue Unit said one of the helicopter's rotors may have struck the ground while operating near the Piave River. The Federal Aviation Administration took what it calls a big safety step, mandating that U.S. airlines take additional measures to protect wiring in aircraft from damage during maintenance. Bloomberg reports the FAA will give Boeing, Airbus, and other manufacturers 2 years to develop new maintenance and inspection procedures and 3 years for the airlines to implement them. Transport Canada concluded that a fire on board Swissair Flight 111 near Nova Scotia in 1998 was likely caused by faulty wiring in a video entertainment system on the plane. The subsequent crash into the Atlantic Ocean claimed 229 lives. TWA Flight 800 exploded over the Atlantic near New York in 1996, killing 230 people. The National Transportation Safety Board determined the explosion in a fuel tank was likely ignited by a wiring short. Chicago O'Hare International Airport has spent much of the past year under the cloud of a scandal involving airport security. CBS2 TV investigative reporter Dave Savini discovered that thousands of O'Hare security passes were never deactivated when the people holding them were terminated. His reports also revealed that service employees enter the airport through an unsecured gate, often held open by one pass holder for others to enter. Now, the Chicago Tribune reports that 24 workers arrested for allegedly being in the U.S. illegally had been given badges of previously terminated employees to use as their own. Federal and local law enforcement officials reportedly staged the raid on warehouses at the airport on Wednesday. The workers were employed by a temp agency called Ideal Staffing Solutions and worked loading freight and meals aboard commercial airliners, among their other tasks. Investigators also say that of 120 applications for legitimate airport security badges submitted recently by the temp company, all but 10 of them used non-existent social security numbers or numbers belonging to people other than the applicants. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. United says rising fuel prices may start grounding airliners. Delta says it's still on the hunt for acquisition targets. And security costs drive AirTran out of the cargo business. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation. We'll talk about user fees and the DOT's ultimatum to the airlines regarding delays in the New York area. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.